You know, one of his companies is Cebu, right?
Yeah.
Cebu Pacific. Mm. We're just wondering, do you ride your own
plane? Of course, yes, I do.
So you ride economy?
Yes.
Whoa. Congratulations on your hole-in-one.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, which course was that?
It was Manila Golf Hole 3.
Okay, Manila Golf Hole 3. Congratulations on your wonder. I mean, that's once in a lifetime. Dapat, ano, we should all be proud for someone who hits a hole in one.
Yes.
Thank you. You guys are Chinese, and you know, is it kind of strict? Is it traditional?
I'd say our family is more modernistic Chinese.
Modern, oh, that's nice. We're both the same there. Mm. There's no Great Wall.
Well, I did talk to my parents about it. Ang sabi nila, well, we'd prefer it if you married someone Chinese, but in the event that you end up marrying someone of a different race, that's completely okay.
Ooh. Does the girl have to have like a specific background?
That's correct.
Or
because you guys are up there.
Yeah.
The usual instinct of a parent will be like, baka gusto niya lang yung name, di ba?
I think in general, if ano, yung dinidate namin is ano, very simple, very humble, nice to others, magalang sa pamilya. And those are pretty, you know, those are pretty good green flags. And I think most of all, matching yung family values namin. Now that you mentioned background.
Ladies and gentlemen, as I wait for my co-host, but I'll start the show anyway. Welcome to an episode of Dashboard Confessions. We are beside the mini showroom. So this is the future Lotus showroom, as you can see. We have, as some of you may know, we have a tie-up with the famous Ronald Ventura. So his paintings are here only until October 25, so please check it out. As soon as we release this video, you can come here anytime. So before we convert to this as a Lotus showroom, so why not take a look and start investing now?
Yes.
So let's get it. Let's get it on. Let's introduce our guests. I'm going to introduce our guests.
Sino ba yung guest natin? Parang ano eh. Big time ang guest natin eh.
Yes. Alam mo, last time si Princess was big time. Mm. Yung Villagos. But this one is
a whole
bigger time. on a different level. Our guest for today could be a buyer of one of these paintings right here.
Any painting.
Yes. He is based on Google, but I highly doubt. I think it's way lower. He is the seventh richest family. I think he's top five, honestly.
In the Philippines?
Yeah, in the Philippines.
In the Philippines.
The net worth is, according to Google, $3 billion.
Wow.
Whoa. I think
dollars,
it's higher. I think it's around, but anyways. That's underdeclared. I'm just kidding. Let's find out about what he does, how he lives, what's his passion?
Yeah.
What does he do in a daily basis? How will he take his company to the next level?
Next level.
Yeah. Let's get to know him today. Please welcome Justin Gokongwei-Bear.
Hi guys, thanks for having me on your show.
No problem.
Happy Saturday, man.
You can pull it. Yeah, it's fine.
Pull it. Be comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your fans not yet here. Anyways.
Papunta pa lang.
Did you see any paintings you liked here?
Well, parang there was one painting outside that you guys had, the donut.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Though, if you notice, all the paintings here have a mini in it.
Yeah.
So the donuts, the chocolate chips there are actually minis.
Interesting.
So what do, I'm just curious, this is not part of the ano yet, but curious lang, what do billionaires collect?
Do you collect anything in general?
Yeah.
Me, I don't think I have a specific collection of my own just yet.
Whoa, except money.
money, does it go straight to your pocket or no?
Grabe, no. It's harder than the money.
Yeah, okay.
Let's start off with a question. How are you related to the famous, the idol, Mr. John Gokongwei?
So I'm Mr. John's grandson, and may his soul rest in peace.
Okay. How many apos does he have?
He has 12 apos, including me.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Does it get competitive amongst you guys?
Yeah.
Or you guys are very close? How are you guys?
As a family, we're competitive, but we apos, we're pretty tight.
Okay. Mm. You guys have a big, big company. Yeah. Very, very big. Lots of business na hindi ko na ma-mention dito. Do you do you get to choose which company to be involved yeah. with?
Actually, yes, I did. So I chose to be involved with URC.
Mm. URC, okay. Yeah. What do you exactly do in URC?
So I am the head for R&D confectionery. So that's candies and chocolates.
Oh, yeah. Sarap. Okay. Buti, you're an... I was just about to say it na parang buti you can still keep your body like in shape. I mean, candies and chocolates are like sugar, diba?
They are. We taste them every week. So, syempre, kailangan ng exercise. Kailangan ng de-stress.
I need that.
you take it every week? You eat? Yes. Ito nito testing?
Yep.
Doesn't it get, paano kung masama or...
That's why palagi kami nadadala ng tubig.
Oh, you don't have people to do that for you? Like, eat it for me kung sira o hindi.
No. We also test around with a couple of our colleagues. And then, syempre, as the head, I also have to taste these things then.
Okay. I'm curious. Okay. How do you get... Kasi, like, for example, when wine testers, like, taste wine or, like, alcoholic drinks, they usually spit it out.
Ah, yeah.
When you guys test it, do you spit it out also or you, like, ingest it talaga?
We also have a spit bag, so okay. using it, it's optional. Pero sometimes, kung gutom na kami, syempre, kinakaya
na kami. You just eat it. Yeah. Sayang din. Okay, that's nice.
That's a fun job, actually.
Well, yeah. Candy. Especially if you like chocolates and candies.
Take us to your daily life. What is it like for you to work? Do you do a 9-to-5 job or?
Or hindi ganito. What time does a billionaire like wake up? How do you start your day?
Mga pare, hindi ako yung billionaire. Yung
wow, that's a humble answer, right?
Yeah, that's
right
a humble answer, Bill. Pero technically, it's still under your,
Though for me, I usually try to get up around, I get up around like 7 or 8 a.m. And then okay. the shower, breakfast, and then I would get to the office about like 8 or 9.
Oh, that early,
yeah. Yeah. And then we end our day typically about 6 or 6:30.
Oh, so yeah. That's like
my OT ka
10
ba?
Hours.
Syempre, yeah. If it's needed, nag-OT kami.
You say 9 to 6 eh. That's
yeah. Actually, our hours are 8 to 6:30. So, sometimes I try to wake up at 7. And then, if I do have an early meeting, that's when I can wake up a bit later. Because we can say, I'd like to conduct this meeting at home.
Buti cool. you go there like fairly early. Because other people, usually when they're higher ups, diba, they go to the office like late. Like 10.
Actually, some of the higher ups in Narla, some of the higher ups in URC, they like, get there at around 8 or 9.
Yeah.
But typically, most people get to the office at around 8.
Out of curiosity, who is there anyone that still trains you? Do you have a mentor?
Ah, yes. I do have a mentor. Actually, for the first half of 2023, yes, I did have a I did have a mentor.
Mm. Okay, not a family member?
Ah, no, not a family member.
Oh, okay. How do they train you?
So yun, every Wednesday from like 10 to 11 I would I'd have the technical mentoring sessions kasi yung position ko ngayon yung R&D head I actually just got promoted last month.
Congratulations.
Yes. He still gets promoted.
Yeah.
So a little bit of backstory, so I first got to URC I think about July 2019.
Okay, for those people who don't know URC, what does URC stand for?
Universal Robina Corporation.
Yeah,
so
kung hindi niyo pa alam yan, ewan ko na lang. Okay, sorry.
Go on. Yeah, a little bit else. So I started off as in marketing as a senior brand assistant for powdered beverages. So these involve Great Taste, Swiss Miss. I stayed in marketing for about 1 year. And then I moved to R&D, which is in URC, it's also known as Global Innovations or GI. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I was a scientist for about a year.
Scientist.
Yeah. And then I got promoted to a senior scientist. So I was in that position for about 2.5 years.
Okay. Wow.
And then this September, I got promoted recently to R&D head.
Galing.
Curious, what's your... like? College degree.
That's what
I took chemistry.
Ask.
Oh, you took chemistry. Yeah, that's why.
So you knew where you were headed.
Yeah, more or less.
Okay. Cool. What was your degree influenced by the family, or you chose it?
Influenced by a cartoon, actually.
A cartoon?
Yes.
Okay.
Which cartoon? So, alam niyo, no? Alin yung Coyote? Yung Roadrunner and Wild
Coyote.
Yung Acme. Oh. Sobrang kakatawa.
No, I wish cartoons now are the same as it was back then.
I don't think they have TV right now. Cable.
Well, I mean, Netflix. No, Netflix, yeah.
May TV pa rin, pero bihira na eh.
Yeah, pero the cartoons now are so different compared to before.
It's way different compared to before. Yeah. Yeah.
Cartoons now, you don't get those. Like, inspirations to do, di ba?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen cartoons
Dude,
in
Peppa
a while.
Pig, bro. You just get the accent.
I'm sorry, the accent of Peppa Pig,
like, sobrang lala, like, kids nowadays, they watch that, they get the accent.
Ooh.
anyways, sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
So how do you guys, so in your business, how many years have you been in URC?
I've been there for 4 years and 3 months.
Do you have like, how do you say this? Business decisions already? Like, do they leave it up to you? Like, you're the head?
Not the major business decisions, but more on the operational side of things, especially when it comes to the confectionery business. So when it comes to like steering direction for new product development, usually the call's under me. And when it comes to our cost savings and sustainability initiatives, the call is also under me.
I see.
That's the weight of that decision making on you for like 4 years pa lang, 4.5 ba?
Ah, de. During my time as a scientist, I would be the one making the lab batches, and then okay. I'd also be sharing what I make to the lab to my bosses, and then sila yung mag-approve sila niya. Okay.
Do you call them boss?
Well, I call them sir or sir, ma'am.
That's good training.
Formal, yeah.
That's good training.
But nowadays, I think in more modern, I think more modern business, hindi na sasabi yung sir, ma'am. Kahit first name basis.
Correct. It's just like in other companies in the States.
Yeah, like for me now, I just tell my colleagues, just call me Justin. Yeah.
So after you graduated from college, straight to business?
Actually, no. I graduated 2017. And then I was given the chance to intern in Unilever for 5 months. So from August to December 2017.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Then I tried applying, but unfortunately, I didn't get it.
Okay lang yun. He didn't need it.
It's their loss, right?
Yeah. Another good company. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll start with our sponsor for today.
Go.
This episode is sponsored by Mini BGC, of course.
Of course.
We're here, of course. It's sponsored by Mini DDC. See the limited edition of see the limited Seaside edition and Untold edition in our branch here at BGC. You may collect rare paintings as well.
Yes.
In the Mini showroom. Come and hurry. This is only until October 25, guys. October 25. And we're pulling it all out and converting it to a Lotus showroom.
It's about time.
Waze Mini Global City. See you here.
Yay.
Back to the show.
Okay.
One of the one of his companies is Cebu, right?
Yeah.
Cebu Pacific. We're just wondering, do you ride your own plane?
Of course, yes, I do.
So you ride economy?
Yes.
Whoa.
But do you have your like own private?
No, we don't have those.
Oh, okay. A curious question, lang, by the way. if you own a like an airline company, maybe you can repurpose one or something. That's just a weird question.
Well, truthfully, it would be nice to have, but we don't.
So you would like it more na maging to be commercially used rather than personal?
Yeah, I'm more comfortable with commercially used. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Let's move towards him this time. You guys own a lot of business, but you're still opening your own, right?
Well, my friends and I have a gym. It's called Hype 24/7 Fitness. Mm-hmm. I think it opened around early 2019.
Mm.
Yeah.
Are your parents supportive?
Oh, sorry, early 2018. Yeah, my parents are generally supportive.
Like, they say, you can do your own thing.
Yeah. They say, okay, you can do your own thing. But as much as possible, we'd like you to join the
family business.
Yeah.
So, which one is, obviously, your priority is the family business. How are you able to balance?
So my partners and I had a discussion because syempre we also had their own family business to attend to.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also consulted someone who gave us some good business advice then. And then so my role in Hype, although it's it's a lot smaller now. I'm still I still check the operations once in a while, but my main focus right now is the family business.
I see that.
Yeah.
Is that your own? I think you have a lot more than that.
Well,
you're shy. You're being humble. Do they say like, Justin, you keep opening and opening other businesses? Why don't you just focus on ours? We have too much business already. Did they ever say that?
Di naman. I'd say our family, we're very supportive naman of what the Apos want.
Okay, okay. Yeah. That's good. Speaking of Apos, lahat kayo na abutan niya yung si Sir John Gokongwei.
Yes, and actually a fun fact, he was the one who taught me how to drink coffee.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
So you're a coffee lover now?
Yes.
Oh, because coffee is one of your din,
yeah, great taste.
Yeah.
But I was 15 years old at the time, and then we were on the trip to Europe, and then I didn't like coffee at first, and then Mr. John, he taught me how to drink. So he had got this coffee with sugar and cream, and then I started drinking, and I was like, oh, I like this thing.
Cool.
Nice.
What was your best memory of him?
Best memory, one of those was him teaching me how to drink coffee, and then I'd have another memory. Now we'd race in swimming.
He's a swimmer. Okay.
Yeah, he's pretty fast.
Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't catch up to him at the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is there a lesson that you'd never forget that he taught you?
Yes, one of the things he mentioned is that the business is not here to support the family. The family is here to support the business. And I think it's a good saying he mentioned, because it keeps us it keeps us grounded.
Correct. That's good. Yeah. How do you say this? Growing up, we're just curious to know. Because you guys are Chinese, and our grandparents are also Chinese.
Yeah.
My grandparents are also Chinese.
Same.
Pure Chinese, yeah. Both of us. See, is it kind of strict? Is it traditional?
No.
I'd say our family is more modernistic Chinese.
Modern, oh, that's nice. We're both the same there. Mm-hmm. So they're not strict. There's no Great Wall.
I did talk to my parents about it. Ang sabi nila, well, we'd prefer it if you married someone Chinese, but in the event that you end up marrying someone of a different race, that's completely okay.
Ooh, pero curious din. I'm curious. Does the girl have to have like a specific background?
That's correct.
Or
because you guys are up there.
Yeah. Let's be fair. Like you're up there. I mean, like, is there any like criteria?
Actually, that's a very good question. I think you're the first person to ask me that.
Because most of the people
the usual instinct of a parent will be like, baka gusto niya lang yung
yung
name,
or
I think in general, if the person, if yung dinidate namin is very simple, very humble, nice to others, magalang sa pamilya, then those are pretty, those are pretty good green flags.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So there's no ano pa naman.
Yeah, and I think most of all, matching yung family values namin.
Correct.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's important. That's the most important thing.
Now that you mentioned background.
How's your approach? This one is a bit, how's your approach towards girls? Knowing that you know who your family is. How do you, are you extra careful? Or how do you look at them?
I did date in the past then.
Is it difficult?
Difficult in terms of what sense?
In terms of reading them, how do you say this? Like, shucks. Baka gusto lang nito for trusting them.
It's a good question. I think back then I'd say I was pretty bad in reading people.
Oh, it's okay.
You have to learn how to read people. It's very hard.
I think I think it's a skill that's developed over time.
Did you spoil them?
Well, no.
Love bombing.
Di naman love bombing. Food bombing.
Food bombing. Yeah. Candies. We love candies. That's why they're always happy.
For sure, napakadami ng supply ng chocolates.
What's the biggest gift you spent?
Biggest
Most expensive? Or is that private? Hmm. You can...
Let's just say medyo private na.
That's private. That's private.
Don't worry, hindi naman house and lot.
Oh, buti na lang. Buti, akala ko nandun eh. Are there... Okay. I'm sure you can't mention this just yet, but are you guys... do you have like a new brand coming or working on or like something?
Ah, yes. We actually have a new brand. It's called Chill Spiked Spirit. It's our latest creation when it comes to
alcoholic drinks. Yeah. Okay.
So it was born. The idea was born during the pandemic, where Mr. Lance, my uncle, he wanted to bring in the seltzer business to Manila, and we figured that we could try it out. And then I think we all agreed we can try this out. I mean, in terms of alcohol, we're a very small player. So if we go, we have nothing to lose.
Sorry, what's the name of that alcohol brand?
Chill Spiked Spirit.
Yeah, so ito yun, guys.
Do you guys sponsor sa...
Yes.
Yun. No wonder, it's so familiar.
Okay. So yeah, kung alam niyo na yung taste nun, guys. You better try it for you guys to know. So what flavors do you have?
We have apple flavor, we have lemon flavor, and we have lychee flavor.
Oh.
Lychee is my favorite.
It's always lemon and, apple for some weird reason, yeah.
But now our lychee is the one that's doing the best. Before, I think it was about even for the three, and then lychee started picking up.
I don't know if, kasi pansin ko dyan sa mga drinks na ganyan, or like, syempre, alcoholic drinks. It tends to have like a lot of variations, diba? So syempre, the ones that sells are apple, lemon, and I just heard now yung lychee nga, diba? Why don't suggestion or something? Kasi it's I don't drink that much na eh. So I drink like maybe like once or twice a year na lang from drinking every day. I'm honest, so yeah, I'm just saying that. Hindi ba yung like other flavors, like for example like blueberry or currant or something like black currant, hindi ba mabenta siya here? That's why it's not being sold? Or
we actually did some flavor assessments din. Ayun, the top two that kept coming out were like apple and lemon. Actually, we tried grape din, but I don't think it passed our consumer test.
Kasi magiging parang
didn't pass.
Well, syempre. I don't say no to alcohol.
Okay, yeah, I'm just curious. Yeah.
Are you very strict when it comes to passing yung mga food?
We have to be
actually
strict.
Yun yung gusto kong question eh. Is it more of your taste or like
your other consumer taste?
Yeah, oo.
It's more of consumer's taste kasi we're
so you
being
do a survey.
Very, yeah. We're being very data driven by consumers ngayon.
So yung mga sample sizes niyo usually are how big?
Depends on the type of test that we do. I think there was one that we launched for candy, Max. Its name is Max Vitamin C. So it's your Max candy infused with the necessary amount of vitamin C you need per day. Mm. And I think the sample size that we had when we had did the big consumer test was about 200, 300.
Oh, that's big, dude. Huh? Yeah. Speaking of Max, napakadami kong Max sa freezer.
Ay, thank you.
I love cherry and lemon. So.
Oh, thank you, man.
Yeah. I have that a lot in the freezer. I put it there so hindi lang gamin. That's the only reason why it's there.
I see. I was gonna ask about ano pa eh. Kala ko lang. You're part owner of Alike.
No. I'm not the part owner of Alike.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to tell anyone anything?
Well, do come support Quantum Golf.
Yes. He's the owner of Quantum Golf.
Yeah. I'm only very 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 small.
Humble way to say
humble.
It. Thank you very much. And I see your tan line. You go golfing a lot.
It's my battle scar. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. When was the last time you played golf?
The last time I played was last weekend.
Oh,
so congratulations on your hole in one.
Thank you.
Which course was that?
It was Manila Golf Hole 3.
Okay. Yeah. You're a member there?
Yes, I'm a member.
Nice. Manila Golf Hole 3. Mm-hmm. Congratulations on your wonderful. I mean, that's once in a lifetime. Dapat, we should all be proud for someone who hits a hole in one.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, guys. You know, I think you're a very private person, but I don't know if you want to tell this to the people. Where do we follow you, or do we follow your company? What do you want to advertise?
Yeah.
What do you want to advertise?
Do you have a public like page or account or something, or no?
Well, my account's private, but okay. Do come support URC products.
Yes.
Our Hype 24/7 Fitness is just our gym. Our Instagram handle is yon, Hype 24/7 Fitness.
Okay, it's here.
And then Chill Spike Spirit, which is our new alcohol.
Yes.
And then come have a nice round of golf. Nice round of driving range and mini golf at Quantum Golf.
Yes. We're
and Quantum
there.
Golf is located at, for you guys who don't know.
Quantum Golf is located near Home Depot, and it's near City Golf area. So it's at okay. Quantum Building. You can either pass through Ortigas Avenue or Julia Vargas, Julia Vargas Avenue.
I think Julio Vargas is better.
Yeah.
Just sways it, guys.
Yeah. Hindi naman kayo mawawala dun for sure. So you better support, guys.
Thank you very much for joining the show.
Hi, thank you for having
thank
me.
Thank you. Again. Thank you for being our guest today.
Everyone, please follow him and follow Ron.
Ron Jerick S. Chan on Instagram.
That's it for today.
Thanks, you? Thanks Wayne for having me.
Of course.
Thank you for being our guest today again. And
thank you for liking, viewing, and subscribing. See you on the next.
For a good session. See you guys.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.